Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome back, Dead Set Dobbo on the Best of the Rush Hour. Saturday morning on Triple M. And look, obviously, we all know what occurred on Thursday night. If you're a fan of rugby league, no one wants to see that. We love the Broncos, and we understand that not only the club's hurting, but the members, supporters, they're hurting as well. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Today, we are lucky enough to speak to the head of football for the Brisbane Broncos. He's the GM. His name is Peter Nolan. He joins us this morning on Dead Set Dobbo and the Best of the Rush Hour. Nugget, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
G'day, Ben.
How are you?
I've been better, obviously.
Yeah.
With a lot of people in the club and Brisbane and across the state. Yeah, Thursday night was a nightmare for us, and it's something that we're not going to get over quickly, but we have to work hard to try and get back on the horse next week.
Yeah, obviously taking on Manly, but let's really look at it in all seriousness. I mean, and I don't want to sugarcoat it, and I'll get your take on this, but we've got a side that you came up against that are two-time reigning premiers. They are experienced, they play all together, they're a very, very good football team. If you look at who you had out, Katoni Stagg suspended, Tevita Pangai Jr. suspended. You had your captain Alex Glenn injured, David Fifita. You also had Matt Lodge coming back. You had Jake Turpin currently out at the present moment. There is some mitigating circumstances around the loss and the performance of your side. Now, obviously, you can't coach defence and you can't coach attitude. That's got to be something from within. But there was some, as I said, some circumstances around this that probably you won't ever have again.
Yeah, all the things you said then are all correct. But you know, let's get back to the start of the question. And in all seriousness, it was a horrendous loss. You know, it's how you lose. We've all been around football long enough and been in teams where we haven't had probably enough talent to win games at different times, at different levels. I'm talking about country footy. I'm talking about all sorts of footy, but it's sure. How you lose games.
Yep.
And, I know it's not about X's and O's or anything when you lose games like that. We never want to play the ball defensively right from the start of the game. Every time we made a mistake or an error or had something go against us, they scored, and it was how they scored and how we defended. And, you know, it's an horrendous loss. It's a nightmare. It's an embarrassment for the club. It's embarrassment for the staff and the playing group. It's not good enough.
Did you say that? Do you reflect the way you're feeling to the players?
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, the first days, obviously, the coaches and the coaching staff are with the players, and it's their job to do that. But I mean, I speak to a lot of them individually and of course we do. You don't hide behind that. And, it's not just about the members and the fans and the sponsors and the supporters either. There's a whole range of people there that are involved, and you know, it's a big operation and you just want to go out there and play well. There's honour in loss sometimes, you know, and how you lose. And, you know, I've been involved with teams over the years, you know, and this is not about me either, but
no.
I mean, you go into games sometimes and you think, well, you know, we're right up against it here, but, you know, we're going to have a red hot crack and we're going to make them work really hard to beat us. And I mean, I don't know too many people who couldn't accept a loss like that under those sort of conditions, but that didn't happen on Thursday night. And it just simply wasn't good enough. It was a nightmare.
Trent Robinson said in his post-match press conference about the makeup of his roster, and I know that you guys are working overtime to get your roster right, and it's a moving piece all the time. Have you guys gone, in your opinion at the moment, too far investing in youth and not enough experience there at the moment?
Well, this week answering that question, you'd say, yes, we have. You know, after the first two rounds, you'd say, no, we haven't. I mean, you know, from round two to round three and four, like we're very young at the moment.
Sure.
There's no excuse about that. But you know, we've had older teams here in the past, you know, since we've last won a premiership and we haven't been successful with them either. Like, you know, this club's all about winning competitions. It's not about, you know, finishing in the eight or making the semi-finals or things like that. You can bang on about that as much as you want, but you know, we want to win. We want to win competitions. And sometimes, and you know, we never use the word rebuild, but sometimes you just need to strip it all back and start again. And you know, we've had older players that have left in the last couple of years that, have been here for 8 and 10 years that we haven't been able to win a premiership with. So it just depends on, you know, how you sort of see that. But we've ended up very young on Thursday night. There were some omissions, but that wasn't why we lost on Thursday night. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered if we had, eight or ten older players with 200 games under their belt. If they were going to defend like they did on Thursday night, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to single out players, but there's going to be some players that are going to have some heat put on them. When you haven't got that depth there just at the moment due to injury and suspension, it's very difficult to make the changes that you'd actually like to. So how do you get a player to turn his form around within a week? You're coming up against a Manly side that we all know, I mean, are one of the title favourites. They're being talked about in that top four. So it's another strong team that you're going to have to come up against.
Well, the key thing is just to make sure you don't look too far ahead, you don't look too far back. I mean, see the here and now. Like, that's the only thing that really counts for us at the moment, and it should count for everyone for that matter. You know, what's before us right now, and we've got a really, really tough game again down there against them. They're a side that, you know, did an incredible job last year. They got, four or five totally, truly elite players in key positions, that side, and they're very well coached. So, yeah, obviously, it's obviously another challenge, but I'm not sort of, you know, looking for a cop out or a cliche here either. But it's not so much about the result when you're coming off a loss like we come off. You know, it's about the performance.
Yep.
And you know, the performance has got to reflect, you know, some genuine heartache from what happened in the last 2 weeks here. Not that we're in front of our fans, but we were playing at Suncorp Stadium. And, you know, we're wearing a Bronco jersey, and it's just totally unacceptable. And, you know, the players need to understand that, feel that. Someone was complaining because there were cameras around the club on Friday morning, and I said, there's one way to keep the cameras away from the club of a Friday morning. You know, they don't come when you're playing well.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone needs to take some ownership on that and accept that. And you know, against Manly on next Thursday night, it's about them as individuals, them as a team, or simply having a red hot crack and getting out there and just getting their defence right. A little bit, you know, over all the talk about attack and points and things like that. And until they start defending properly, we'll never be able to beat one of those top sides.
Pete, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but how much would you have loved to have a bloke like Andrew McCulloch there on Thursday night? I understand Terps is the way forward, and you got cap restraints and everything like that. But as it turned out, he fractures his leg, and then you see a bloke making his debut, who's played in excess of 250 games. He just would have been so valuable to you on Thursday night.
Yeah, he certainly would have been. I mean, you know, a couple of those injuries, particularly Jake Turpin's and Alex Glenn's, have been freaky sort of injuries. They're not like stock standard injuries by any means. And having Macca there, you know, after that happened, would have been great. But then Macca got a great opportunity to go down there and play. And, I mean, you know, hindsight's a wonderful tool or whatever that saying is. And, you know, we could have not let him go. We could have sort of said, you know, we're a little bit worried here. And, yeah, and Corey Pakes' defence too, you know, a dream sort of a year for him would have been to probably play 5 to 10 games off the bench this year to get a taste for it with an experienced hooker up in front of him. And for him to get thrown in there on Thursday night, you know, against that side. And, they're a really, really good side and a proud side. I was watching them the last 5 minutes when they were defending their try line. And, you know, not that we were throwing a whole lot of football at them, but just their attitude and their talk and their desire to keep their try line intact. You know, that's
spoke
the level
volumes.
That's the level you've got to get to, you know. And so there's some wonderful lessons there to be learned if we're prepared to learn them.
Do you believe that you've got the roster? And Anthony Seibold made a really thing. He said, "Judge us when we're all back on strength." And you know, I got what he was trying to say, and I understand what you're trying to say. But do you believe you've got the cattle that can deliver and produce and grow a side to what we saw that you came up against in the Roosters on Thursday night?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's all cyclical, Dobbo. Like, you know.
Yeah.
What's that? You know, if you look back in history, you know, the Roosters come off a horrendous season 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, they brought a couple of, you know, champion players into that group in James Tedesco and Cooper Cronk. But, you know, they finished second last. I'm not sure what year it was. It might have been
2016. 16.
Yeah. you know, so that's not that long ago, and they've just developed into that sort of the team, and that's what we're all trying to do. I mean, it's just you try and build these teams or lists, and you know, we're young at the moment, we're copping our medicine, which we got to when we turn up and with those sorts of attitudes like we did on Thursday night. But you know, there's and I'm not using the word talent either. There's enough ability there in that team. There's a couple of key spots that need strengthening, but most lists are like that. And you know, the salary cap's never been tighter, and it's never been better policed, and it's just there's some real parity in the competition. You know, you look at Manly last year, not many people gave Manly a chance to figure in the eight last year, but they played together as a group, you know, and they even Canterbury last year finished down low on the list. You had to work really, really hard to beat them, you know. So sometimes it's not about the names or the talent or the, you know, the X's and O's after their names as far as their rep football and all that sort of stuff goes. Sometimes it's just a matter of desire.
Yep.
And playing together as a unit. And, you know, until you start doing that at that level, you know, you're going to get what you got on Thursday. We'll get what we got on Thursday night.
Pete, just quickly, and I can't thank you enough for doing this for us this morning. Can I just ask this? Because I know I rang you about this. You gave me a commitment during the week. We didn't know what the result was going to be. You honoured your word. You're here. You're on the phone regardless. And it's the last thing you want to do. I know that. I understand with COVID, were you disappointed that a couple of the players didn't come and talk to the media post match, or do you feel that like it's not really in there right at the moment? Because for me, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have gone and spoken to the media after the game. That's just me. And mate, people say to me, "Oh, you know, I'm weak, but I, you know, I'd be hurting that bad. I just wouldn't want to talk." But some of the criticism, oh, they should have got up and spoke to them. I just love your thoughts on that from a bloke's perspective, not the head of football, from just a pure bloke's perspective.
Our players should have went and spoke to the media. I was completely unaware of that until Friday morning.
Yep.
The dressing room was like a bomb shelter after the game, and it was just I honestly wasn't aware of it until Friday morning. Brodie Croft did go out on the field to do the interview with Channel 9, yep. And they showed a little bit of sympathy to him and told him that he didn't have to do it, or they didn't need him. But yep. I wasn't aware that the other players hadn't gone. Dobbo, they stand up, they front up like everyone else.
Yeah,
they should have went and done their interviews. It's something that I'll address internally. It certainly wasn't intentional. We've totally understand our commitments to broadcast. Money's kept our game alive, you know. Yep. So that there's no one or no club more aware of that than us. And you know, the fact that they didn't go, I'll sort that out internally. I, as I said, I didn't know until Friday morning that didn't happen, and it won't happen again. They're like everyone else. They get well paid. They got to accept that they get a lot of praise and they get a lot of benefits from being a Brisbane Bronco and playing in this city. And when you know, they got to take the brickbats when they come their way as well. And they well and truly deserve them after that performance the other night.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Pete. Enjoy the weekend if you can, mate. And let's hope Brisbane get back into the circle on Thursday night next week. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Dobbo. See you, mate.
Good on you. Peter Nolan, head of the football at the Brisbane Broncos. You don't get more honest than that. This is Dead Set Dobbo, the best of the rush hour, Saturday morning on Triple M.